This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Islamic State West African Province says in an audio recording heard by Reuters that Abubakar Shekau, the leader of a rival Nigerian militant Islamist group, Boko Haram, has been killed. He died around May 18th after detonating an explosive device when he was pursued by ISWAP fighters following a battle. That's according to a person purporting to be an ISWAP leader. Two people familiar with the group told Reuters that the voice on the recording was that of the ISWAP leader. Some analysts believe that Shekau's death could lead to the end of a violent rivalry between the two groups, enabling Islamic State West African Province to absorb Boko Haram fighters and consolidate its hold on territories in northeastern Nigeria. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris departed Joint Base Andrews for a second time on Sunday after a technical issue forced her first flight to return. Harris is now in Guatemala, the first part of a three-day trip, which marks her first overseas trip since becoming vice president. She left the airbase for the first time earlier in the day, an hour after her departure. A spokesperson, Simone Sanders, says the plane had to return due to a technical issue. The vice president switched planes, and they say there is no major safety concern. Harris is expected to focus on economic development, climate and food insecurity, and women's issues, according to White House officials. She arrived in Guatemala Sunday and will fly to Mexico on June 8th, where she will spend the day. This is